Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kathy Denham-Bargery. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, it's the time of the year when it's time for a lot of people, seniors, graduating seniors, to apply for scholarships. And it's just sort of an amazing about the Senior Alumni Scholarship Foundation that is available in Atlantic. Let's first, Kathy, talk about who is eligible to apply for the scholarships that are going to be given.
LaVon, any senior at the Atlantic High School is eligible that has a GPA of 2.5 and higher. We last year gave three scholarships, and we had an income-based scholarship,
like a grade point.
Grade point, yeah, yes, and that, and then just kind of an overall one.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I, it also is, they could be going to a 2-year school, a 4-year school. I mean, it's pretty open, I think, Kathy.
It's very open. In fact, last year, we had a gal that went to cosmetology school. So it was really, it was really fun to give that to her because she was just extremely appreciative of that, as they all were,
yes.
But she was really appreciative.
And you're planning, again, on giving three scholarships, so the value is?
$1,500 a piece,
yeah,
which that's a great scholarship.
It is, and I know that it costs more and more and more to go to school, but $1,500, that's going to take a little bite out of what's needed there. So this is not something new, Kathy. This has been going on for quite some time. You're going to give us some background?
Sure. The scholarship was incorporated in 2003, and how it was born was the class of 1964 at their 40th reunion, which would have been 2001, started brainstorming about doing this, and they decided that they were going to do it, and they the first scholarship was $300 on a need base. And then they started, you know, it evolved and evolved, and now we're up to 1,500. Dr. Martin Key, convinced 8 of his other classmates from that class of 61 to help them create the Senior Alumni Scholarship Foundation, the SASF. And then the next year, I believe they gave $500, and now we're up to that. What they do, they have new members. They ask new members every year, usually one or two from the class that graduated from AHS 40 years ago. And I started, I graduated in 73, so I started in 2013 serving on the board. And we have just evolved and created lots more money. And what our job is, if we're like when I was on it that year, and it's only we only solicit one time to our classmates and ask them for money at our 40, you know, at or before or shortly after our 40th reunion. And then some classes have given much and some classes have given very little and some classes, you know, in between, but we're happy for anything that we get.
So you start with that class that's on their 40th anniversary of graduating, but classes and individuals keep on giving all the time.
Yeah, that's correct. You don't have to. We would take money from you too, LaVon. From anybody that wants to give money, of course. But that's who we solicit that year, but we didn't, Dr. Key did not want to, and the other members did not want it to be something that we hounded people about every year. So we thought a one-time, you know, one-time shot, and then it's over. But some people have actually given and then given every year after that also.
Right. It's they're off to this mode. They're saying this is a really good thing. And you have a motto or a kind of a mission that I think kind of says why people keep donating.
Yes, it's honor the past, enrich the future. And I, you know, I just, you know, when I look back and think about this, what a neat thing to get started in Atlantic and for the students and let them know how much we are behind them and how much we want the children of our community to have a better education and how we can try to help them. I mean, Dr. Key was very, and Carolyn, who is very instrumental in the group, I might add. She does Carolyn does most of the work besides the, you know, the financial part, but she does mm-hmm. all of the paperwork, all of anything that we need. Everything I'm speaking about today is because of Carolyn.
Yeah. She is the executive director, but you have a board of directors. I believe that includes Carolyn. Who else is the board of directors?
The board of directors is Kurt Lane, and he was a class of 65. He's the president, and he is also his living his investments, so he's the investment chairman. Mike Henningsen from Henningsen Incorporated here in town is the vice president. He's in charge of investment and fundraising. Emily Kringle is the secretary and a scholarship chairman, and J.C. Van Ginkel is the treasurer. I might say, well, the executive director, I'm sorry, is Carolyn Key, mm-hmm. the class of 61. And there are several people that have been on and now are off. So you're on for so many years and then you can go off.
Yeah, that's kind of good. It's not a lifelong job. No. As long as you have the list there, what do you want to give the other current board members?
Sure. Myself, class of 73. Glenn Smith, class of 74. Dr. Mark Johnson, class of 76. C.J. Hightoff, my brother, class of 70. John McGill and Tim Tighe, class of 72. And oncoming this year on their 40th anniversary of graduation is Kip Harris and Kathy Larson.
Okay, good group. And I think, I don't know if this was Dr. Key's idea, probably was, of getting this class thing going. Somehow, I think that's kind of a motivation to go, oh, yeah, these other classes have been doing this. We better get on the ball here.
Oh, exactly. And we like to tell every class how much the other one, you know, gave. So I will tell you that we have donors from 39 states, D.C., and 3 foreign countries. And I know our goal is to get, you know, every state if we can get an alumni from those states. So
how much money have you given so far? This started in 2003. So your total amount of money that you've given out so far?
$29,750. And we have total contributions of roughly $105,000 plus $100,000 estate gift announced.
All right. So see, there's another way that you can give is mm-hmm. through estate planning mm-hmm. and know that it's just going to move forward. Just as you said, to enrich the future, it's just going to keep paying back for those students, because those students someday are going to be a 40-year class member too.
They are. And that's what we're kind of starting it for that too. So they can come back and, you know, and say when they're, we won't be here then, most likely,
yeah,
but hopefully, you know, the goal is to keep it going. So hopefully some of these students will get a nice education, come back to Atlantic or not, but, you know, be instrumental in the scholarship committee.
Continue to contribute in however they can. Now, we mentioned who is eligible. Any graduating Atlantic High School senior is eligible to apply, but we didn't tell them how they need to apply. I'm guessing they have some guidance counselors that are helping them, but they can get information about this scholarship, I believe.
Yes, they can. Of course, they can contact anyone on the committee, but also almost all of the scholarship applications are online, and they can get it through the guidance counselor from Atlantic. The deadline is April 6th. I don't know if you said that, but it's April 6th. And then we select before senior night. And we usually don't tell them until senior night.
Yeah, nice. That's just a kind of a nice surprise. Makes you feel good. I mean, I think, you know, this is a win-win. It makes the donors feel good to see these students who are getting the scholarships. Makes the students smile for sure.
Oh, yeah, it really does. And I have to say, last year I was on the selection committee. It was hard. That was a really bright class, mm-hmm. an exceptional small but very bright class. So it was really hard. It's a lot harder than you think. But we have several. I think there's like 3 or 4 people on that mm-hmm. committee, and then Carolyn averages them all. So there's no kind of politics or preference. So we all pick who we think, and then Carolyn averages all those. And then
so
we,
you,
then
you don't talk select. To each other about this. It's kind of you done on your own,
yeah,
and then
everybody
you then
does,
you,
yes. Okay. Sorry, everybody
yeah.
does it on their own.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you know, you've got a good thing going here. You said started 2003, still going strong, and you've continued to increase the number of scholarships and increase the amount of scholarships. So good job, Kathy.
Oh, well, thank you. I haven't done anything much, but we, you know, our goal is to keep getting that higher. As you said, education's getting higher all the time. of course, we want to give more money, and we will, you know, as long as we get people to contribute and we keep it moving, we're going to keep giving.
Okay. Deadline, April 6th, Atlantic High School seniors can apply. And remember, there's scholarships out there. Just want to remind other folks, other students, that they need to be applying to other places, all kinds of scholarships. Thank you very much, Kathy Denham Bargery, for visiting with us. And here's a thought. I can't do everything for everybody all the time, but I can do something for somebody some of the time.